Blog Talk Radio.
Just in this Sunday morning, that old man would have said to the corner,
Have anybody seen her on the field? Have anybody heard from that old man? Somebody the folks on the field.
Can we do the drum song? Notice I don't point no fingers at me.
That's right.
I'm just an ordinary man. Trying to do the best I can to make it in.
Yeah.
But that is a man of faith. Always calling me. Yeah, Clint. We got to go this way, or we got to go that way. We got to do this, or we got to do that. Now, if that ain't faith, I don't know what is. Faith is an action word, my brother.
It is.
Brother James said, faith without works.
Watch it. Come on.
Give you words of hope. I just wanted to enlighten you. Hallelujah.
All right.
So I like to worship God.
All right.
Amen. Amen. He brought that word to the 12 tribes of Israel that were scattered abroad. In the letter, in this first chapter, in the first letter, this first letter has 28 times James referred to that which pertains to man. Didn't say that to a woman. Hello. He spoke to a man 28 times. He addressed man. Are you hearing me? Because when Moses called the elders, he called the elders were the men, the chief, the heads of the tribes. He brought them together. He spoke to men.
All right,
man. All right. My men on fire for God.
All right.
Yes, men ain't on fire for God until he takes his rightful place.
All right.
I do honor my wife. Y'all see her there in that black hat. Now, here he is. 28 times he addressed man.
Yes.
And I read this letter. I took in the account where James spoke of trials and tribulations in verses chapter 1, verses 2. And James, he gives to us the conception that faith works. And when faith works, it produces something called patience in our lives. So that we don't go lacking. Faith works. Man don't work.
He don't eat.
Man don't eat. Man ain't got no faith. Faith without works cannot be called faith. Hello. Faith without works is dead. And a dead faith is worse than no faith at all. Faith must work. It must produce. It must be visible. Verbal faith is not enough. Mental faith is insufficient. Faith must be, but it must be more. Faith must inspire. Faith must show action. Faith is an action word. Anybody can just say, anybody sitting here can say, I believe. Oh, I believe. Yeah, I'm a believer. Sure, I believe in God. You may call that faith, but James integrates true faith with everyday practicalities and experiences. By stressing true faith, it must manifest itself in work.
Amen.
We had Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul.
That's right.
He had a doctrine, a faith doctrine. Amen. This does not clash with the faith doctrine. Because in the book of Romans, the righteousness of God was from faith to faith.
Amen.
You had to get to this faith to get to that faith to know the righteousness of God.
Amen.
I'm in the Word. Faith endures trials, and as we all know, trials gonna come, and by God, trials is gonna go.
Yeah.
Can the church say amen?
Amen?
But a strong faith will face trials head on and develop endurance.
Yeah.
That's faith.
Uh-huh.
They ain't gonna give in. Ain't gonna give up. Ain't gonna give out. Faith ain't going to throw in the towel. It's going to meet whatever trials or whatever temptations head on. Faith understands temptations. It will not allow us to consent to our lust and slide into sin. Faith obeys the word.
Faith will not merely hear the word and do nothing. Faith produces. Faith is a doer. Faith displays itself in words. Faith is more than mere words. Faith is more than knowledge. It is a demonstration of obedience to our God. It responds to the promises of God. Faith acts wisely. It gives us the ability to choose righteousness above wickedness.
Are you hearing me?
Faith produces separation from the world and worldliness, and to submit to God and godliness. Last but not least, faith waits patiently for the Lord. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is one of the fruit of the Spirit. It generates, it activates, it motivates. Faith works. James says, show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. You want to make the world a better place? Take a look at yourself and make the change. That's what I heard. The theme was, the man in the mirror. Take a look at in that mirror. Check yourself out and make a change. Make the change. Now, faith works. When you look in the mirror, your faith, you should see your faith in action. Are you hearing me? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God is an immutable God. He is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Y'all looking at me strange? But I'm in the Word. I'm in the Word. Go ahead, look strange. And I'm there. Yes, yes. Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord. He was sitting on the throne high and lifted up. His train filled the temple, and above him stood the seraphim. Now they had six wings. The Bible said with two wings, they covered their eyes. With two wings, they covered their feet. And with two wings, they needed to fly. One saying to another, holy, 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 God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. You see, when I see the Lord, I'm looking at his word. God is his word. Every time you pick up this Bible, God is his word. You're looking at God. Because Jesus said, the word that I speak, they are spirit. How many know that God is a spirit? And the word that I speak, they are life. I heard John, the book of John said, and in him was life. And the life was the light of men. That light was the source of all mankind's life. It's the word of God. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So in order to have faith, you got to pick up this word. You got to let the word work a work in you. When you pick up this word, that word will work some patience in you. When you pick up this word will work some endurance in you. A lot of people wonder why a whole lot of folk ain't being saved. Because preachers gonna stop preaching the word, and they preaching everything else. But I'm in the word. I intend to stay in the word. Because
your salvation. As long as you preach the word, somebody can get saved.
As long as you preach the word,
somebody can be delivered. As long as you preach the word, somebody can get healed. As long as you preach the word, somebody can be saved. Be saved. Because people are not preaching the word.
Preach the word.
I don't know about you, but I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Come on.
I'm asking him to change his ways. Talking about me now. Because the preacher, let me tell you something. Y'all sit out there and y'all listen to us.
Yes.
But let me tell y'all something. The preacher has to be the first partaker of the truth. Huh? I ain't always been this way. I ain't always been here. Maybe you better tell us something. So, I come from a long way and God had to bring me to tell you tonight, take a look at yourself and make the change.
That's right.
One more thing, and I'm going to take my seat.
Okay. I know the preacher, God got a purpose.
Yes, he does.
You found your kid with it.
Yeah.
Stop looking surprised. Oh, he keeps going on and on. God has a purpose.
Going.
He didn't give me this disciple me to get up here and don't say it. Somebody might get delivered tonight.
Hallelujah. giving this money. So, hey,
so we move about the shop now of the church. We got to get this money. Let's get the money to the church. Then we can shop all we want. Got that money out of
I'm going to start from this side, from the real, please.